We are doing Mishnayot Beitza. We're up to the second chapter, the second Mishnah. Chal Liyot Achar HaShabbat. What happens if Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday? So our first Mishnah discussed when Yom Tov falls out on a Friday. And we discussed the laws of preparation, the Erev Tavshilin. Now what happens if Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday? Now there are things that we should do in preparation of a Yom Tov. We're supposed to purify ourselves. There's a pasuk in the Torah that says, be pure. So our sages say, every day of the year a Jew has to be pure? You have to go to mikvah? You have to make sure you're pure every day? So the Gemara says, no. That verse teaches us, Chayav Adam Neter Atzmo, a person must purify himself in honor of the Regel, the three festivals, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkot. That's a special obligation, and that's why we go to Mikvah before Yom Tov also. So if Yom Tov falls out on a Sunday, when am I going to go to Mikvah? I'm not going to go on Shabbos in honor of Yom Tov. So Beis Shammai Omrim, the house of Shammai, the academy of Shammai say, Matbilin takol milifnei Shabbat. We dunk everything in the mikvah, anything that needs to be dunked in the mikvah, the human beings that are defiled, the vessels that are defiled, anything that needs to go to mikvah goes to mikvah before Shabbos in preparation of Yom Tov. You do everything on Friday. Uvetilel omerim. And the house of Hillel, the academy of Hillel, they say, Kelim milifnei Shabbat. The vessels must be purified before Shabbos, because if you were to leave them defiled until Shabbos or Yom Tov, you would not be permitted to dunk them, to toivel them on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because technically a vessel that is defiled may not be used for holy foods, like sacrifice, like teruma. So when you're dunking it in the mikvah, that vessel is now qualified for more use. It's as though you're fixing the vessel. And therefore, one may not put a vessel that is defiled in a mikvah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Therefore, Beis Hillel say, we agree to you, Beis Shammai, that one must toivel the vessels before Shabbos. But we believe that there is a leniency, and that is that the Adam, the human being, may go to the mikveh b'Shabbos on Shabbos itself, because people think that he's just going to the bathhouse, he's taking a cool dip in the mikveh. No one thinks he's purifying himself, doesn't look like he's fixing anything. The vessels, it's obvious, why'd you bring the vessels to the mikveh? To purify them, everyone sees it. It's as though you're fixing vessels on Shabbos. But the human being, when he goes down in the mikveh, looks like he's just taking a bath. He's taking a cooling dip in the mikvah. So that's why Beis Hillel say that is permissible on Shabbos. Now, it's mechzi kimetaken. It looks like he's fixing it on Shabbos. Now, yeah.
Swimming on Shabbos and stuff like
that. So we don't learn halacha from the Mishnah. We don't go swimming on Shabbos, and we don't dunk on Shabbos. But the idea is that this Mishnah tells us at this point in time, this was the opinion of Beis Hillel. Let's note a few things. Beis Shammai's opinion precedes Beis Hillel's opinion, right? Like every Mishnah in Shas, almost every Mishnah. Beis Shammai's opinion is first. Beis Hillel were humble and modest. They'd always first introduce Beis Shammai's opinion. Point number two, like most Mishnayot in Shas, Beis Shammai are the more stringent opinion. Beis Hillel are the more lenient. Mishnah Gimel. Vishavin, what does the word Vishavin mean? What does the word Vishavin mean?
In this context?
Vishavin shemishikin etamayim bichlieven etaran. Vishavin, and they are equal. They both agree that if someone has some delicious Evian water, he has excellent Poland spring water, and it happened to have become defiled. So water is the only food that can become pure after it became defiled. Any other food, once it became defiled, can no longer attain purity. Water can. If you reattach it to a mikveh, if you take the vessel, put it under the mikveh water, pick it up. Most of your water is still going to be the same delicious Evian water, right? But a little bit, it all touched. You put it just under the surface and picked it up. So that's okay. So let's say you had water that you wanted to drink and it became defiled. So would you be permitted to do hashaka? Hashaka is like a kiss, right? Nishika is a kiss. Hashaka is just touching. That you put the vessel just under the surface of the water and lift it up. That's hashaka. You make it just come in contact with the water. All the water in the vessel comes in contact with the water of the mikveh, and then you take it out. Now the water has become pure. So that action on Shabbos or Yom Tov, says the Mishnah, they are both in agreement that one may do that, provided that the water is in what kind of vessel? What does the Mishnah say?
So it's a chiddush for both of Beit Shammai.
Why?
I mean, for both of them, Beit Shammai holds that nothing you can do on Shabbat, but Hillel is only for both of them kelim. Vilayim kelim is not allowed. So for both of them, it's an exception. Right?
Okay. What does the Mishnah say? In what vessel do we dunk the water? What type of vessel? Vessel made of? Huh? What'd you say?
Here, stone.
Stone. What's unique about stone vessels? They cannot become tameh. So technically, once the water is defiled, if you put it in a metal vessel, it'll make the metal tameh. If you put it in an earthenware vessel, it'll make the earthenware tameh. So then you run into the problem of the previous Mishnah. So how could you dunk the water in the mikveh? You put it in a vessel that cannot become tameh. What type of vessel is that? A stone vessel. So the Mishnah says they both are in agreement that one may take unpure water, put it in a stone vessel, and purify it in the mikveh. Avalomat bilin. But you cannot put them in a wooden vessel that's defiled and say, gee, I'm just making my water pure. And we all know that behind your back you're really dunking that wooden vessel too in the mikveh water. That you may not do.
Or is there a distinction?
What?
The quality of the, whether it's stone or wood.
Wood becomes tameh. I'm
saying, lomat bilin is only.
Wood was... Oh, okay, I gave an example. Not necessarily wood, you're right.
So what about stone?
Stone doesn't become tameh. You use stone because it doesn't become tameh.
So why use... So why use...
No.
No. I'm saying if you're trying to demonstrate that Ashaka is allowed. Supply is gone.
Right.
The fact that you are bringing the additional factor of heaven, stone.
Stone never becomes tameh. So the idea is you're never toiling it. Stone vessels do not become tameh. Uh-huh.
So if it would be anything of any other material, you could
don't say any other material, because the Mishnah enumerates many materials that do not become tameh.
Glass.
Okay. Umatbilin. Umatbilin migav legav. But when may one dunk his vessels? So there used to be a custom that if people would prepare a vessel to use for oil, and then they decided they're going to use it for wine, then they dunk their vessels. Now that has no basis in Torah, no basis among the rabbis. People chose to do it. The rabbi said, you know what? You want to do that on Shabbos? That you can do on Shabbos. It has no basis. Or, mechabura lechabura, people invented another custom that if they were going to eat their Pesach with your group, and then they decided we're switching groups to him, they take all the vessels, dunk them again, as though their first dunking wasn't good enough. Their first tefillah was not good enough. The rabbi said, that has no basis. If it's pure, it's pure. You want to do that on Shabbos, you can do that on Shabbos. No problem. So that's what the Mishnah says. You could toivel the vessels, migav legav, from one type of use to another type of use, wine to oil to wine, or from group to group for the Korban Pesach, because that's really, you're not really doing anything when you toivel it then. So the rabbi said, okay, go ahead. Okay, that brings us to the conclusion of our Mishnah learning tonight. Thank you for joining us.
But the issue